This is Dear Hallmark. Each week, I'll bring you reviews of your favorite Hallmark movies and TV shows. So grab a drink and let's see what we're getting into with this episode. Merry Christmas, my friends. My name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. I want to say cheers to you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing as you're listening to this. Thank you for including me in your happenings. You guys, so we have some big news. Hallmark dropped their January lineup for 2024, and it's interesting, but we are going to talk about that at the end. What I want to get into for this episode, I have another double for your trouble review. We're going to be talking about Christmas in Notting Hill as well as Holiday Road. So let's start off with Christmas in Notting Hill. This stars our High King Peter from Narnia, Mr. William Moseley. And this also stars, I believe, is her name Sarah Ramos? She was in A Kismet Christmas last year, which was a cute, cozy movie. And she's in another cute, cozy movie. Christmas in Notting Hill was, to me, it's a beautiful background watch. It's one of those cozy background watches that you put on because you want the London vibes while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. But let me tell you the synopsis of the movie first. So Sarah Ramos, her character visits her sister in London for the holidays. Her sister's been in London for a few years now, I believe. And so she's meeting her sister's boyfriend and her sister's boyfriend's family. And while they are meeting her sister's boyfriend's while she's out there, she runs into this guy who ends up accidentally breaking her ornament at this Christmas fair. And so he's like, why don't you, and then she spills coffee on herself. And he's like, why don't you, you know, come back. Let me come back to my parents' house. It's just 5 minutes down the road, blah, blah, blah. And there's a little spark that happens. And they don't think they'll see each other again. But little do they know that he's actually the brother of her sister's boyfriend. So it's the journey of them kind of witnessing the love between their siblings, between his brother and her sister. And technically that, well, he said it's his half-brother because they have the same mom but different dads. But it's his brother nonetheless. But they begin to develop affection for one another over the journey of the brother then also trying to propose to her sister. And then, you know, there's a little bit of shenanigans, whatever. So this movie, I had to rewatch it because at first I was like, not gonna lie, I was like, But then the second rewatch, I said, okay, this can be cute. And so honestly, I give it a solid 3 crowns. It's a solid 3 crown movie for me. Maybe even 3.5 because again, it didn't do a lot, but what it did do, I was like, okay, I can take it. There weren't really any standout scenes to me. I think this is just a really nice British movie. Like, you know, if you want Christmas set in another country, much like we had Heidelberg Holiday, we're going to have my Norwegian holiday coming up this weekend. So again, if you're looking for Christmas in a different locale, I think this is a cute one to watch and to have. William Moseley, I haven't seen him as an adult. I've been made aware that he was in a series called The Royals that aired on E!, but I never watched it. So this was my first time seeing him as an adult in anything. And I said, oh, look at him go. Hopefully he is able to do more Hallmark films. I know he just got booked for another film, but hopefully we can have him do another Hallmark Christmas film next year. That'll be really cool if he at least becomes a part of the Christmas rotation. I think that'll be really, really cool. And there weren't really any standout scenes. The one that almost made my heart go kerplunk in the ocean was when he left the engagement ring on the table in the bag. I said, oh no, is this going to become let's try to find the engagement ring type of stuff? But the lady who worked at the restaurant they were in gave him the engagement ring and gave him the bag. So that wasn't all, you know. Yeah, there's not really much for me to say. I just know that this movie got a really good reception from all, which is why I wanted to talk about it and just let you know my thoughts. The family was, the brother's or the sister's boyfriend's family was cool. The lady's dad was, you know, he was a typical dad. And then they had that typical British touring scene or London tourist scene, which was cool. But honestly, there's not much more for me to say except for that I can see this. I don't see me watching it attentively. I can see this being a background watch, like as I'm packing or as I'm cooking or something like that. And I just want a Hallmark Christmas movie on while I'm doing something else. I think this would be perfect for that. Do I think they had chemistry? I don't know. But again, I can still throw this movie on. So there's that. So you guys, with that being said, we're going to take the microest of breaks. And when I come back, we are going to talk about Holiday Road. So stay tuned. Welcome back, my friends. So now we talk about Holiday Road. Holiday Road is a movie about some unusual suspects getting together. They are renting a van to get to Denver by Christmas. And along the way, they find more out about each other and then learn a lot about themselves along the way. This movie was brilliant. This movie was unexpected. Talk about an unexpected Christmas. This movie was by far the sleeper hit for all of Countdown to Christmas. I would call this the Ghost of Christmas Always equivalent, in the sense that Ghost of Christmas Always last year, they hardly did any promotion. It was just like, what? Okay. And it blew me away. And it still does blow me away. I rewatched Ghost of Christmas Always recently, and it's on Hallmark Movies now. And I'm just like, the movie was perfect. And this movie is the same exact thing. They did do they definitely did more promo this year for this one than they did for Ghost of Christmas Always last year. But I still feel like this is the sleeper of the entire Christmas season, because I don't think anyone knew what to expect with this movie. And this delivered on all cylinders. It delivered on heart. It delivered on humor. It delivered on banter. It delivered on romance. It delivered on road trip. It delivered on discovery of oneself and of others. And I think that this movie was just brilliant. And it's tied with another movie that I'm not going to reveal yet as my number one for the year so far. This and the other movie, I really can't put one in front of the other, because they are equally the best films of this Christmas season. And I just remember being so blown away, impressed, and just all of the emotions that I felt as I was watching this, the endearing nature of some of the moments that we had with the characters. It was such a good movie, you guys. It was such a good movie. So I'm going to break the movie down even more by character, because this is while we do have our two leads with Sarah Canning and Warren Christie, I still want to break it down by characters, because I want to give, like, this ensemble deserves, like, each person in this ensemble deserves their own time to shine. And we're going to leave Warren and Sarah for last, since they were the leads in this movie. I want to start off with the mother-son duo. Their storyline of him being adopted and meeting his birth mom with his adoptive mom, and the anxiety that she was going through during the road trip, because during the road trip, she had to stop at different junctures because her anxiety would overwhelm her and she would need fresh air to breathe, because I think she was having a panic attack at that moment. And it was because of how scared she was to meet and to be in that moment where he's meeting his birth mom, because she had these fears that, oh, well, once he meets his birth mom, he's probably not going to like me or love me anymore. And oh my gosh, I think that was such a beautiful storyline. And it was so, like, oh my goodness, I loved it. And I loved how the son was, I don't know if he was feeling Maya or what, but his little puppy dog crush that I felt like he had on Maya was so cute and so hilarious. And speaking of Maya, I would call her our fearless leader, because she is the one who I think gets this ball rolling. We are the ones who are introduced to her first. She is taking some type of social media video, whether it's TikTok, YouTube, I don't remember, but she's taking some type of video for social media to document her journey of going back home. And she is our resident social media influencer of the group, and she always has her phone out for everything. And then the older gentleman, our grumpy granddad, I'm going to call him, our grumpy granddad, throughout the course of the trip, kind of, you know, elbows her every now and then, like, do you really need to take, you know, put video to this moment? To where it comes by the end, he's like, wait, so you don't have your camera? And she's like, no, I just want to take in this moment. Because also throughout the movie, she gets each of the characters by themselves and asks them what Christmas means to them. And in that, we're also finding out more, just a little bit more about the character that I don't think we would have found out through the regular story of them interacting with each other. So we're able to learn a little bit more about the psyche of the characters, which, again, brilliant. So going to our curmudgeon, grumpy granddad, oh my gosh, I just wanted to give him a hug. Oh, he was so darling. I mean, darling in the sense that when you find out why he was going back to Denver and who he was going to meet, quote unquote, my goodness, did my heart overflow. Oh my goodness, my heart overflowed. And then I loved his relationship that he ended up having with who I'll call our Lone Ranger. She was actually Lee in Chesapeake Shores. She was the quote unquote other woman that we thought Trace was going to get with when him and Abby had history. So our Lone Ranger, first of all, that woman has a voice on her. Okay. But him and his relationship with the Lone Ranger kind of giving you this father-daughter energy, which I loved. But our Lone Ranger was going through. She was going to Denver to meet her daughter. And man, she was just like, she just got dealt a hard hand when it came to life. And but you can tell that she slowly but surely opened her heart up to the rest of those that were in the van with her on their way to Denver. So love our Lone Ranger. And when she sung Amazing Grace, I almost cried. I don't know about you, but I almost cried for real, for real, for real. And so after our Lone Ranger, oh, I should also mention Maya was going to Denver to be with her parents for Christmas. And then after our Lone Ranger, we have our Asian couple who the husband didn't speak English well. So the wife was always interpreting whatever it was that was going on. And I appreciated that they spoke I believe it's Mandarin, most of the movie because they were talking to each other and we saw subtitles. But can we talk about one of what I am putting in the Hallmark Cinema Hall of Fame that will go down in history as one of the most iconic scenes, that karaoke scene? I was not ready. When the beat dropped, when the 808 busted up in my face, I threw my laptop and ran. I screamed and I ran. And I ran and I screamed. And the scream that I scrumped from my throat box was so filled with glee, joy, and tickles and Christmas cheer that I can't even. That karaoke scene, I'll say this again, is going down in history in the Hallmark Cinema Hall of Fame as one of the most iconic scenes. And the award for most iconic scene goes to Holiday Road with the karaoke scene. My goodness. And on top of that, when, so the Asian couple was going back, was going to the wife's sister's house in Denver. And throughout the way, we are made privy to the strained relationship that the husband has with their son. And then it was found out that the son was actually there. So when they are at their sister, when they are at her sister's house, the son and the father were both brought there under false pretenses, but they were brought there, of course, to make amends. And when they made amends, that was another instance where I almost cried. My goodness. My goodness. Now let's get to our leads, Warren Christie and Sarah Canning. Sarah, whew, she's an adrenaline junkie. She's kind of fly by the seat of her pants. Whatever floats your boat, whatever sugars your tea, whatever you fancy. And she's very quirky. I enjoyed her character, and I enjoyed her character paired along Warren Christie's character. But we find out throughout the movie that she's on medication for her heart. And so because of that, she always wants to make sure that she's living life to the fullest. She's a travel journalist, I believe, on her way to one of those fancy ski resorts to do a story and to live it up. But her and Warren fall in love along the way. And it was just beautiful. I forget why Warren was going to Denver. This just means I need to watch it again. I forget why Warren's character was going to Denver, but in any event. And then the final scene. Maya was doing kind of a conclusion video of her journey. And once she got home, she realizes her parents actually aren't there. So she's there. She's at her parents' big home by herself. But then the rest of the van tribe or the van, what is it? The van group, they end up joining her and bringing over dishes and celebrating Christmas with her. And I just thought it was so cool. Y'all, this movie, again, 5 crowns, Oscars, Emmys, NAACP, Image Awards, Soul Train Awards, Pulitzer Prizes, all the things this movie needs. This movie is incredibly special. It is incredibly special. And I look forward to watching this again and again and again and again. Well, you guys, that's going to conclude our reviews for this episode. We're going to take another micro break. And when I come back, we are going to talk about the new movies that Hallmark has just announced for New Year, New Movies for January 2024. Are you ready for this? Okay, let me go. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Well, Welcome back, my friends. So let's get into the New Year, New Movies lineup for January 2024. Or as I would like to call it, hashtag I Miss Winterfest. So I want to start off with Hallmark Movies and Mysteries because we will only have one movie premiering on that network, and that will be premiering January 12th. It's a Friday at 8 p.m. And it is a new mystery. That's right, ladies and gents, a new mystery. It's called True Justice Family Ties. And it stars Catherine McNamara. And here is the premise. A law school student, with the help of her friends, sets out to prove her brother was wrongfully convicted. The only way to clear his name is by finding the real killer. But the closer they get, the more danger they are in. And so, yeah, I don't care. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, y'all. I want a continuation of the mystery series that we got back in 2022. I would have liked for us to kick it off with a new Nikki and Nora, or even a new Cases of Mystery Lane. Maybe that's later down the line, but I think to start off the year with just another new mystery, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. I would rather you continue the series that we already got in 2022. In 2022. That would have been really dope. Even another Cut Color Murder would have been, I would have been extremely excited for that, because again, that mystery, in terms of the new mystery wheels that they've started, had the best cliffhanger, in my opinion. That and Nikki and Nora. But that one had the best cliffhanger of all the new mysteries. And I think it deserves a second chance. So am I going to watch it? Yes. But am I looking forward to it? And that's kind of how the cookie crumbles for that. So let's go on over to Hallmark Channel. So the first movie we're going to get is Saturday, January 6th at 8. And it is called Love on the Right Course. It stars Ashley Nubro and Marcus Rosner, who also, they were both in Flipping for Christmas, which I haven't watched yet. But yeah. And then Ashley Nubro was also in a New Year, New Movies, Glacier National Love of a Park of Avalanches in January of 2023, which the year that we're still in. Okay. Let me read to you the premise of Love on the Right Course. Whitney is a professional golfer who is struggling to make the cut to qualify for her next tournament in Europe. Concerned that she might not be able to continue competing on a professional level, she returns to Budapest and the golf course her family owns there to reevaluate her career. She finds that her father, who has grown reclusive since losing his wife 2 years ago, has handed over the day-to-day operations of the club to a laid-back new golf pro, Daniel Q. Rosner. Daniel's casual style is at odds with Whitney's, and it throws her off her game. Literally. As the pair get to know each other, their perspective changes and a romance develops. But when Whitney's former trainer returns and pushes Daniel out, it might just cost Whitney her best shot at love. This is an interesting concoction of ingredients. We have golf, we have Budapest, we have type A and type B. I would have not put those three things in the same sentence. And so, I mean, we'll have Budapest. So that's, you know, those are some things to look at. It's going to be interesting to see how golf will be made entertaining. Now, here's the thing. I said the same thing about tennis with Game Set Love, and that turned out to be in my top five of last year. So, but again, this is just me giving you my preliminary thoughts based off of the premise that we have with the announcement. So I feel like that could be that could either be a middle of the road or a strong miss for me. But again, am I going to watch it? Absolutely. That's what we do here at Dear Hallmark. Next, the following Saturday, January 13th at 8 p.m., we are back in Scotland. We had a Merry Scottish Christmas. Now we are about to have a Scottish love scheme. Yes, you all, that is the name of this movie. It is called A Scottish Love Scheme, and it stars Erica Durance, who we last saw in Miss Christmas Comes to Town, and then it stars newcomer Jordan Young. And here's the premise. Lily travels to Scotland with her mother and reconnects with Logan, a childhood family friend. Here's one of my favorite words. Unbeknownst to Lily and Logan, their meddling mothers have come up with a plan to set them up. Now, one of my biggest story pet peeves are meddling mothers. That's one of the things that can instantly put a bad taste in my mouth. However, one movie that was able to accomplish it successfully, and were they really meddling? But Just One Kiss. Just saying. Again, that one airs January 13th at 8 p.m. Oh, man. I can already tell you right now, this is the one I'm looking forward to the most, the one that I'm about to talk to you guys right now. This one is called Betty's Bad Luck in Love. This premieres Saturday, January 20th at 8. And y'all, let me calm down. No, I'm not going to calm down. It stars Lacey G. Mailey. She plays the ever so endearing and lovable little sis Jess from Chesapeake Shores. I am so happy to see her in another movie. And guess who her leading man is, you guys? Mr. Marco Grazzini. Shut the game down. Power it off. We're done. We're done here. They about to shut it all down. I'm predicting this is going to be the best movie of the entire lineup. I'm predicting that right now. But it's going to be interesting to come back to after, like at the end of January. It's going to be interesting. And that's still going to be my same conclusion. But we'll see. We'll see. Here is the premise of Betty's Bad Luck in Love. Cursed from childhood to fail at romance, Betty's relationships have always ended in disaster. But when she meets Alex, she's tempted to try once more. Can true love prevail over a curse? Is this sleeping, like, are we giving you circa 90s Disney movies with these witches and curses? Like, what is happening right now? That's the only thing I'm nervous about. I don't need no witches or curses in this. Like, can it not be a curse and she just not do well in relationships? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm just so happy to see Lacey. If you haven't watched Chesapeake Shores, you are going to love her. And if you haven't watched Chesapeake Shores, I think you should. In my opinion, outside of Signed, Sealed, Delivered, because that was on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, on Hallmark Channel, Chesapeake Shores was the best show they had. Why they canceled it, I will never to this day understand. But needless to say, here we are. Now, this is a working title, our last movie that's going to premiere in January. This is a working title, but it's called, at this moment that I'm recording this, Swinging Into Love, and it stars Jocelyn Huston and Olivier Renaud. Now, Jocelyn Huston, as we all know, was in Love in the Maldives, and that was not good. At the time, he was her fiancé. Now, he's her husband. Her husband played her leading man. And she carried that whole island and that whole movie on her back. And so with this movie, I am very much aware of Mr. Olivier Renaud. He played one of my favorite characters in an Up TV Christmas movie called Christmas on Fifth Avenue. And he was just darling in that. And he was also in one of my favorite Lifetime Christmas movies of last year. He played opposite Brittany Bristow in, I think, what's called Wrapped Up in Love. So those two movies, oh, he also did a cooking one that I really liked that I can't think of. Dang it. And he played a chef. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is going to annoy me. So there's three movies that I like of his. And this is, y'all, the fact that he's being introduced to the Hallmark Channel. I just hope this movie just, Oh, I just hope this movie does him justice. Okay, here's the premise. Luna, love the name, played by Jocelyn. She's a former dancer who left that dream behind for a grounded life managing her family's construction business. And she gets the opportunity to transform a gymnasium into a studio for aerials. As she sneaks a moment to try dancing in the silks, she is surreptitiously, discovered by Bennett, played by Olivier. He's a professional aerialist who has returned home from performing around the world. Bennett is none too pleased to walk in to find his contractor messing around on the silks. But when his partner for an upcoming show drops out, he soon recruits Luna to perform with him. As the hard work of this dynamic sport and the joys of Luna returning to her roots as a dancer bring them closer together, will their relationship crash, or will they find a way to reach new heights? It's giving Greatest Showman. That's what I'll say. It's giving Zendaya and Zac Efron. That's what I'll say. That is what I'll say. That now, apart from Andrew Walker playing a theme park designer in a safari romance, this one has like these careers. An aerialist. Who would have thunk it? Certainly not I. What a hodgepodge of movies, y'all. I miss Winterfest. We don't have a winter movie. At least one that's overtly winter. Nobody's in a winter castle. Nobody's got an avalanche. Nobody's skiing. Nobody's snowboarding. Nobody's in a ski lodge. Nobody's doing some snowshoeing. Anybody got a hot chocolate bar we can go to? Man, maybe one of these... Well, okay, so the picture for Betty's Bad Luck in Love, which stars Lacey and Margo, has both of them in short sleeves. So that one isn't in winter. A Scottish Love Scheme, they're in jackets, so that one could be in winter. Love on the Right Course, they're in Budapest in short sleeves and she's in shorts, so that's not winter. Swinging Into Love, the aerialist film, I don't know. Guys, I miss winter. I miss winter movies. Next to Christmas, winter was my favorite seasonal lineup of movies. And now that winter has gone away and it's just new year, new movies, I think Valentine's Day, oddly enough, Valentine's Day has become some of my favorite, especially when they lean into the Valentine's Day theme. When they lean into it, I love it. I don't know what got into me last year, but I've never... been such a stickler to actually celebrate Valentine's Day as much as I did last year. And I can just feel in my Hallmark bones that it's going to be the same thing this year. So, well, you guys, that is your January 2024 preview. That is your New Year, New Movies preview. Now, if you have not left me a voice message before, I need you to leave me a voice message now and let me know what you are thinking of these January 2024 movies. Are you excited? Are you kind of just like, Dara, please, let's just move on to Lovuary already. I want to know where your Hallmark heart lies with these New Year, New Movies. So you can click a link in the show notes that will take you to a page where you can leave 60 seconds worth of your thoughts. And please leave more than one message. Let me know what you're thinking and I can play it here on the podcast. And there's other links in the show notes to Dear Hallmark's Instagram. I am doing a giveaway. So you want to make sure that you are following Dear Hallmark on Instagram. There is a giveaway up right now. So please be sure to follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram. And I have reviewed A Biltmore Christmas. It is up on YouTube. So be sure to subscribe to Dear Hallmark's YouTube channel, because for reviews that you will not find here, you may find them on the YouTube channel as well. Well, that does it for me, you guys. Again, my name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. And in the meantime, between time, my friends, be sure to watch a countdown to Christmas movie that you love. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.